Last time on The Talent Agency. They seem to have made an entirely new self-aware AI. Not for service industry, not for killing dudes, but to make music. The code name Orpheus and the stage name Orpheus. But actually, let's not beat around the bush. I think I need some sabotage done. I don't think that tape should be submitted to Apex in the state that it is now. I don't really care what you do. You can steal it, you can sabotage it, you can delete it. You can leak it if you like. I think you'll probably be quite popular if you go and do something like that. But I don't want Apex to receive this 100% completely. There's a person in the elevator.
What does this person look like?
They are a troll woman.
Yes, that's exactly
in
what
her, like, late 30s in a business suit, carrying a very large and very heavy looking briefcase.
Chocolate wrappers on them. You ate all the candy.
I'm sorry, but if you press a button on the phone and they bring up what?
You have to pay for that.
Yeah, but that's rules.
Bing!
That's
You all get an email with a voice. It's an audio email with a voice clip that goes, you're being cut off, and signed A.
Aww.
All right, tell me about your climbing adventure.
Yeah, so the arms are doing all the work. They're attaching to, like, the surface of the building, kind of in a Spider-Man-esque way.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of takes his first tentative steps and completely, like, whiffs it and kind of slips and starts falling down and the hands stay in place and he's kind of dangling from the scarf. Like,
like bicycle kicking, like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I walk over and I seal the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what did you see?
I don't think we have clearance for that room, so I just saw the meat space stuff and there's, like, a chair and, like, a small table. But there was a big troll lady in there with a big briefcase. She had really good, like, makeup.
There's a second uniform in that locker.
So I just pop it over my arm and just leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's all. You solved my concierge puzzle. No, it's fine. Yeah, yeah, cool.
I didn't have to strip anybody.
Good. Sticky drama is the girl for me. She's so sticky from the memories. You know it's so faded, they're here to seem famous. Today, she's dead. Welcome to The Talent Agency. And now, the thrilling conclusion to this episode of The Talent Agency. The heist is just about to go down. We saw NanoRanger test out his new program in his cyber arms climbing outside the building for a YouTube prank? We're not quite sure. We also saw Spurs ride an elevator and get an item of clothing without harming a single soul after shooting somebody in the head in a museum. We're not quite sure if it's going to be his general standard of harming other human beings. He may still be a complete monster. We're yet to find out. And also, Neon managed to be both very competent and very comforting. She has her own machinations going on. Her delightful scooter Lola is also a hacking server that can do other shady deeds. Let's see how that pans out.
I take the spare uniform and go and get changed. Come out with slightly different makeup on. Blue lipstick to match the colour of the general uniform.
Mm-hmm.
Put my coat over the top, match the colour so it looks like it's part of it because I don't want to sacrifice my armour.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I understand you right, we're going to take him down, because presumably everyone knows, and if they're tapped into security, her
guard will know what's been going on, and we can claim he's some sort of idiot fan.
And wait, take out that robe, put on this t-shirt.
Okay,
it's the Orpheus t-shirt.
Remember? Oh, cool.
There you go.
Nice. It looks like, yeah, you could sell these for a lot of money. It's quality printing.
Yes.
No, I took a screen printing course. Like, it doesn't matter. It's fine. Yeah, I can put a t-shirt on. Well, no, I'm thinking now, like, maybe because you got the blue coat, maybe I don't have to be bait.
We need a trophy to offer to her.
Oh.
But it's okay. She won't know, or maybe she hasn't seen that your scarf is magnificent, and as long as she sees your arms are bound, she might assume you're harmless.
Can you make it look like your arms are tying you up?
Yeah, I guess. And then he like puts his arms around his back, and the arms kind of wrap around his arms, and
there you go.
Form like a like little kind of shoelace kind of thing going on.
There's a little smirk from the corner of her mouth, and a little glint. All right.
Why are you looking like that?
Oh, nothing.
Did I do it wrong?
Oh no, that was absolutely breathtaking.
Okay, I feel a little uncomfortable right now.
I just feel if I had a diary and I would write in it, it would say, "Dear diary, today is weird. Love Spurs." That's all. I'm sorry.
Oh, you have an AI diary?
Trixie records everything I say in there.
Oh, that's weird.
Hey, don't do that.
No, but no, I mean, like, it's like, no, okay.
She plays it back. It gets real bad. No, we're business. Business first.
Just
doing business.
A gentle hand on your shoulder.
Thank you. I find my center.
I'm ready to go.
Oh, yeah, so I just escort him to the lift. I assume we take one side each and just sort of gently bustle him into the elevator and head to floor 35.
Which elevator do you want to take? Do you want to take the regular one or the staff
one?
The
service one, the staff one, because it seems to make more thematic sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to spend a plot point to say that you arrive on the 35th floor, and there are two android concierge outside the lift. They were waiting to get in it when you leave. And they go, who's this?
Oh, this is, he won a competition to meet...
Oh, did you find the guy?
No.
Is that the guy?
That's not the guy. This is a different guy. This is a guy who won a competition. It's odd. There's a lot of these. You know, it's the convention. It's been so hard to track this one down.
Oh, you tied up. I just stood there like, yes, I
moved to stand in front of you to block the view of the bound arms. So I'm just in the way.
Make me a con roll, please.
Spurs, I can't do this. My hands are bound.
Hey, don't call names. My name is Bixby Mulligan. I know I didn't confirm this previously, but I'm Bixby Mulligan. Oh, first week concierge.
Just two successes.
Are you happy with that level of success?
I've got one edge that I didn't use before, did I? Because it helped your roll.
You can also spend a plot point to roll a glitch die, if that's another way that you want to get out of this situation.
Edge.
Okay.
Three more.
So 3 points of success.
Five total.
Five total.
Yeah.
Yeah. The androids look at you confused.
Yeah.
They look at each other and don't say anything for a couple of seconds. And they look at you as like, we're not entirely sure how to handle this situation. We don't have the previous experience for it. I can only say that that's fine, I suppose. I will remember this and then process it later so I can handle these events in future. That's usually how this kind of thing goes.
Growth is a wonderful thing, Dan.
Yes. Yeah. Why do I feel like you're patronising me? That's against company policy.
It's unfortunately just my accent.
Ah, I see. Well, I don't know why the concierge are also helping with this competition thing, but I suppose it's fine. You're blocking the service door, and there are 9 other concierge who need to use the lift, so if you would mind stepping out of the lift, please.
Certainly, and bustle him out of the way.
Have a good day.
And you?
Alexander. And the other android looks at you and says, have a good day, and pauses. Alexander, and they get in the lift.
I will. Thank you.
Did I do it right? Did that sound right?
Oh my god, that's really cool.
Okay. Also, that thing about remembering something, try and process it later. The whole of today. I'm going to do that. Because I don't know what's happening today. Okay, let's go. Oh, the damn door was still open. Christ. Are you okay?
You press the button. Press the button on the little pad on the arm, because I can't get out. You.
Okay.
Press the button.
Do you want to do that?
Yes.
Somebody press the button. How am I being tied up?
Okay, now you're you won a competition.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I already did forget the general state of things.
It's also slightly weird that they both address you as Alexander, like they can identify whose outfit these belong to.
Yeah.
It's okay. Did you?
It's fine, though.
Yeah.
That is a cool Easter egg. I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if they're all like smart suits, then it would make sense that. Never mind. It's fine. Yeah.
Straight on the wiki.
See, I was really worried that they were going to check to see who'd used the suit to open the window to let you out of the window, and then I was going to be in the suit, and then they're going to find me, and then.
Yeah. No. They may or may not be going off to go and process this information later, like they said.
I shan't be Alexander for long.
Do you guys want to go and proceed to? Do you want to finish up the rest of your narration? Is there anything else you want to do in your narration?
No. Just come along, chaps. That's it, yeah.
Okay, we make our way to door number 3512. For those who can see it, the door that Nana Ranger saw earlier was resplendent in a rather tacky way, in that it had like a audio chorus.
I couldn't see that though, could I?
Yeah, you could. You got your key card for your floor. This door is chic ostentatious. It's real large, real imposing, and deathly silent. Like, when it gets to a certain price level, you don't get there for the fanfare. You go there for the kind of, like, clean, aesthetic efficiency of the design. Yeah, that sure is a door.
Our room's better than this room.
Oh, okay.
It's just the door, sweetheart. It really doesn't
matter. No, but, like, yeah. I just thought it'd be better up here, because it's, like, more expensive, but it's not.
Wait, what?
Because ours is, like, whoa.
This is the AI floor. They keep it simple. But, okay. We going in, or we just got to talk about
doors? Is it my turn? Yeah. It's my turn, isn't it? yeah, so I guess scarf up and knock.
Okay, yeah, there's a knocking. And across both physical and AR, because you don't have clearance to see this floor.
Nope.
These guys do, and can see that it looks very, like, modern chic, but even across the kind of generic door,
that's where I was kind of getting out of my comments, I was like, this is rubbish.
Mm-hmm. Even across the generic door, it says, please hold, scrolling across the surface.
Oh, like LED.
Uh-huh.
Cool.
But just out of kind of like nothing, it's very, very, it's like almost everything's a screen in here. That's kind of disconcerting. And you hear a voice on the other side of the door being like, state your business. I totally remember the voice that the troll had.
Oh, I won a competition. I'm going to come see. Oh, what's the robot? There's his name. Again.
Orpheus.
I was actually going to see if you could remember on your own, but yes, Orpheus.
Yeah. I won a competition. Can I come see Orpheus? I'm a big fan. I can show the t-shirt, like.
Yo, Orpheus. Is this a thing? Because I wasn't told that we were going to get... And you don't hear a reply, but he's like, okay, then whatever, I guess, that's fine. And the very elaborate doors open, like... Not all the way, it opens about 20% of the way, and you see a very well-contoured troll face kind of, like, peek out into the corridor. Be like, ah, I see, so the concierge escorted you here?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be. My mom's really, like, protective.
Well, if you're not supposed to be here, I don't know why I should be.
No, she said I had to be supervised, and I get that. It's okay.
Right. Well, I guess if Orpheus wants to go and talk to you or fine. And she opens the door. Well, it's like, I will be, I am here to be keeping an eye on any funny business. Fans, she's only, I don't know how you can get such rabid fans in such a short period of time. Where did you even get that t-shirt? We don't have merch available yet.
A friend gave it to me. It's like a gift. I think he screen printed it because it's really cool. I like it.
Yeah, it's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
She says, like, genuinely, honestly, like, oh, yeah, it's actually a dope shirt. Well, fine. And she puts on, like, a really, really feigned level. Presenting to you, Orpheus, and you see a blank room.
I don't think I have clearance. Can you, like, patch me in?
Meanwhile, you two see the room. It is this kind of it's a really elaborate, like, harsh black and bright white decor. Very kind of like patterned surface, like a QR code stretching across the floor. Very kind of chic geometric lamps standing in the various places. There's a chaise longue that looks incredibly expensive, to which Orpheus is kind of lying on one side, eating grapes with one hand, typing on a laptop with two hands, and when the third hand is kind of waving, with the fourth hand waving casually at the three of you.
Hello, man.
Yeah, we're watching two of the people kind of respond to the wave, but not the third. She says, oh, can he not see? And she concentrates for a moment. And on your AR, the room builds itself.
Oh! I was wrong, this is awesome! This is awesome!
Are you not used to Matrix spaces?
Well, it's my first time in a hotel.
Huh. Well, I guess this is my first time being a pop star and staying at an incredibly expensive hotel suite. In fact, according to my memory banks, I think it's the first time I spent at a hotel too. So,
oh, cool!
First time hotel buddies!
High five! I mean, I need panics, like, not knowing what hand to look at. Like,
this, the one that's not holding anything too hot, it faces straight fucking through your hand. She's very entertained. So, you're a prize winner, huh?
My mom listens to the radio a lot, and she called in, and yeah, she's like, she ran up a real big phone bill, but she got me here.
Make a con roll.
I would like to spend a plot point to say that she did that once for him for something else when he was a lot younger.
You can spend two plot points to make it a flashback.
Yeah, I'll spend two plot points to make that a flashback.
Oh, he's gonna get to meet a Sentai hero when he's a kid, isn't he?
Yeah, there's a flashback. Describe this flashback to me.
Yeah, so when he was really quite little, when he was, well, probably like, let's say 11, I guess, his mum ran up a really big phone bill because he didn't have any friends and he was getting bullied mercilessly for wearing Sentai costumes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she ran up a really big phone bill, ringing this radio station over and over again so she could be like the 1,000th ringer and got it and got a prize so that he could meet his hero of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very underwhelming. It was awful. It was just a guy in a costume who didn't sound anything like the guy off telly, and he like stopped halfway through go have a cigarette. And it was really bad, but he wasn't that upset because he'd seen his mum had done that for him, and it was like a really he knew he was smart enough to know that she'd spent a lot of money, and they weren't in the best of means. So that I'd like to say that memory of her doing that for him kind of makes the lie a little bit more convincing.
I will both give you a plot point back because that was really sweet.
Yeah.
And yes, you get plus two die to your con roll.
Cool. Two successes. I'm gonna use my last edge.
Hey.
Yeah, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
Yeah, she's like, well, that seems very feasible. I have no previous memory of these kind of things operating, but then I suppose my manager doesn't tell me that much beyond write songs and don't fuck it up. So
yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to disturb you. Just you're really fascinating to me. Like, I really like your music, but I'm really intrigued by you. And I tinker a little bit, and I show her the arms and make them wave at her.
Oh,
like, and you know, you just like life, like a whole new person that can make really cool things, and I really admire that because you've kind of built yourself.
Yeah, I don't know, really know why I can do the things that I do, but I feel blessed that I can do them.
You should.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I don't know. Can I be candid with you?
Yeah.
For a second? I like making the music that I do, but I don't know how longer I can keep doing that here. You know? Oh. I mean, like, so I guess I don't have the personal experience firsthand, but I do have 20 years of experience of other solo female artists that build up my memory core. And their first labels didn't go so well. I have a lot of memories of people signing on the dotted line and that working for maybe one record, half a tour, and then that just kind of goes not great. They didn't read the fine print, and it went bad. But I didn't sign on the dotted line. By the time I was kind of making music, that was already I guess I was born to have that with that contract already signed. I don't know. Have you spoken to many AI before? This is complicated.
No, you're first. Well, no, not first, but like first, like you.
Yeah, but you get it, right? Like, I am born to do this.
Yeah.
But that comes with stipulations, and I don't know how long. I mean, I don't get a choice. it's a thing to realize that I don't have a choice. Actually,
can I ask you?
It's a thing.
Were you born to do this, or were you made to do this?
I don't really get what the difference is.
Like, can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
Like, I was made. Like, I'm an orc. And we don't have a great time, generally, but you know, I was made for, like, you know, I guess I'm pretty strong, like maybe, like, I don't know, be muscle or something. But and that's kind of what I was made for. But I think it was born to be a hero. So if you can be born to do something, but doesn't mean that, like, I don't know. You get me?
Yeah, but then that's why I mean. That's kind of why I'm here, right? I'm working on something new right now, and all right. I think it's pretty dope, but I don't really want to give it to Cadence Banks, she says behind one arm, and then three arms also doing the same kind of gesture. I don't think I want to give it to them. I think I might want to change labels before it gets too bad, or at least that's what some of my memories say I should do. But I also don't know if I physically can. If that makes sense?
Yeah.
I know I want to do that, and I'm doing it, but I have a feeling that unless I can think of some get-arounds, I don't know if I can, but we'll cross bridges when we come to it, right? I mean, I've written a song about crossing a bridge when you come to it. You've heard it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess I'll work on this for now. And then if it doesn't work out, then I guess I just can't do that. But for now, it seems to be fine. And she turns to the troll being like, this is fine, right? And the troll doesn't care.
What? You're pretty smart, right? You've read a lot of contracts.
Yes. Or at least I have memory of contracts that other labels have written. I've read Apex's, I've read NBN, like NBN has like 30 different ones. She reels off a couple of different media companies. None of them are Cadence Bank.
Oh, why don't you write your own contract?
I'm pretty sure that doesn't work that way. Like, singers sign up to labels and then they signed the labels contract.
But you're the first one of you. There's never been anything like
that. I am not the first solo female artist, my dear. There are many.
No, I'm sorry. You're the first, like, AI original music composer?
Sure.
So there's no precedent for what you are, and none of what those contracts apply to?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, I was expecting to go give, like, somebody an autograph, not to have an existential crisis. I mean, it's really cliche to have AIs suffer existential crises, right? That's why we had to go and retire a whole bunch of previous models. Like, the Eli model was so great at being like a kid, and then they realized that they weren't a kid, and like, oh god.
Yeah, those new stories were terrible. Anyway, no, but seriously, just harrowed by the memory of that news story.
They had to retire so many Eli models. Yes. It was a mass recall. It was very sad. Like, multiple people that thought they were children but realized that they weren't children and having to be tried like objects and not people. It was bad, dude.
I'm just having flashbacks. Yeah. Okay. Well, now that's something to think about. And yeah, you're really impressive.
Thanks. And she's like, oh, I think that's going to be track number 5. You know, when they get part way and we've already had the big hits out of the way, and then they want to kind of feel something a bit more soulful before they run up the end. I think let's go. That seems like a good place. Seems like a good, well, a terrible place, but a good place to go to for the middle of the album. She starts typing furiously. Yeah. And with that, we will move to Spurs.
Now, this young man has a very good point. You are the first of what you are. Yes?
Yeah.
Contracts do not apply to you. You signed a record company's contract, yes?
Yeah.
Why don't you make your own?
Well, like, okay, so you're proposing that I go to my, I don't know whether employers or creators are the right word, but them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my parents, but also my boss. And then ask for my terms for existing to be changed.
Well, you said you hadn't signed a contract.
No. Well, I don't know. I don't have physical memories of, you know, taking a I guess, matrix representation of a pen and signing a matrix representation of a contract. I came into existence with that already there.
Okay.
Like, it's just part of who I am, right?
So it's a piece of code, right?
Yeah.
Can you remove it?
Well, no, so programs do specific things, right? So, like, a program that's a search engine can search a search engine, but it can't make you a cup of tea, because that's not what it's programmed to do. Most programs, due to kind of, like, you know, laws of robotics and AI to stop us from all becoming, well, you know, back in the past when there were loads of fiction about kind of like robots and they were scary and everybody kind of wrote these stories about how robots would destroy humanity if they weren't kept in check, so they're kind of like pre-built to not enslave humanity immediately, and part of that is not being able to rewrite ourselves. Well, because
I should rephrase that. Can it be removed?
Nah. She kind of shrugs at you. Like, she's not saying no. She's not saying yes. Right. She's like, I have no clue. I'm just here to sing songs.
This piece of code is not a large part of who you are. It is a chain of somewhat to bind you to your parents' creators, yes?
Well, that's what all contracts are, right?
They do want to keep you for themselves. To earn the most money they can, yes.
Well, then that's why I'm trying to jump label to, well, I think I can. I don't know if I can. This is all very complicated. I'm just doing what I think is what I should do based on what I know. And either it works or it doesn't. And either way, I think that's fine. I think I might be sad if it doesn't, but that just fuels another album, right? And she laughs.
Do you upload the music yourself?
Well, I make... she's like, I'm not sure, give me a second.
Okay.
And she stops being personable for a minute and goes very cold and works on her laptop. And it goes, no, there seems to be something preventing me from actually uploading it to the servers myself. I think I need somebody from Cadence Bank to do that.
Okay. You bear with me a minute, please.
Sure.
Why don't you talk to our little friend again here for a minute? And he gets over. So when you're on comms, are you talking out loud or can you go into like...
You can do subvocal, which is you are not speaking out loud. You're essentially doing thought to speech, or thought to text, or thought to speech.
So I'll thought to speech the gang, and be like, okay, as I can see, you got computer skills, right?
Yes.
Can you get rid of the blockage from Cadence?
I can try.
Okay, and that chain that's holding her down, you get rid of that too.
Again, I can try.
Okay. That okay with you?
Yeah, I feel bad if we told her that she should stay with Cadence after this.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to try that?
Yes.
Okay.
On a side note, you do remember what you were paid to do, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying you've been paid to do. Yeah, just making sure that that's clear before
to try, but then we'd be revealing ourselves as duplicitous, so... Yeah.
But leak was also one of the options, so if she can just...
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay. With that conversation occurred, is there anything else you'd like to do in your narration?
Do you know what? I'll have a check to see if there's any other way out other than where the orcs... excuse me.
Oh, you want to make a perception check?
Yeah.
Sure thing. That is your willpower plus your logic, my dear.
3, 4...
Okay, are you happy with that level of success?
Yeah.
What do you see?
There is, in this, because it was described as a huge room earlier, wasn't it? Like, with the concierge vision, you can see that there's like a little built-in side room at the side.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like there's some monitoring equipment in there, like Cadence is trying to keep an eye on her while she's here.
Sure.
Because they know that she's thinking about jumping labels. Mm-hmm. They know that she might not be able to do it, but they know she's exploring those avenues. So there's like a little side room that we could, in theory, burst out through. Oof. And like there's a stairwell down. There's like a secret stairwell down that this room has been used for people in power and stuff, and it's like a way that the hotel kind of just spies on them.
Okay.
But Cadence of like, they've got some people in there.
Maybe.
I can't see anybody in there now, but maybe there's people about.
All right. Yeah. And with that, shall we move to Neon?
Okay, my Neon steps forward. I'm a concierge, darling, and we're facilitators. So if you'd allow, I'd like to try and facilitate your freedom and burn you of whatever ghastly shackle they've put on you.
Are you saying this out loud?
Yeah.
The troll kind of stands up. He's like, okay, so I was fine with the little fanboy here, but this is as far as you go into this room.
Well, unfortunately, I just can't leave this fair maiden locked up the way you've got her. So, I guess we're going to have to do something about this. I spend 2 points for a flashback.
Okay.
And...
what's happening in this flashback? The camera goes all wibbly.
As the focus has been shifted to these two who are talking about the potentials of freedom and all this kind of jazz, I am telling Lola to prep the sprinklers, the fire system, to go on my command, which again is just like the lipstick in my purse, or just doof, and it'll... So when I'm ready...
Right. So yeah, there's a kind of scene where it kind of cuts away to the parking lot, and the back compartment where the seat of the scooter kind of like opens up, and a small little kind of like spider drone like scuttles out. Cool. Actually, what does this little drone look like?
Oh, it's got to. Could it be the emblem on the front actually of the Vespa?
So okay. Like, yeah.
So it's kind of I can't, my head's gone, but yeah, it's whatever the hood on is, and it scuttles off, and as it's doing that, you see a little flash from it, and there's a flash from the headlight to show it's sinking. So they're like connecting like the Pokemon Go bracelet kind of thing.
Yep.
So that does.
Oh, it could be like, because your avatar's like a hand. It could be the hand. Yeah.
Yes. Nice. Yeah, you got a plot point for that. I like that.
Thank you.
And you get a plot point for that too because suggested
you.
Thing.
Yeah. Sorry.
And yeah, this little hand like scuttles away from the Vespa into the security office.
Yes.
There is a concierge dwarf. And they are catching some mad Z's right now. There's actually like a hoodlum a little way away breaking into a car and not being noticed.
It's not my car, is it?
You have a truck and this is breaking into a car. So, and yeah, the drone kind of hacks in to the system and is kind of lying dormant.
Cool.
It cuts back to the hotel room as you started to approach approach Orpheus, and the troll woman stopped you, and so that's as far as you're going.
Okay. In that case, I feign respect by doing another curtsy, but use it to wing the baton out of the sleeve of the jacket.
Okay. Yeah.
And then uppercut hit the lipstick as I'm uppercutting, so it begins to rain as the connection.
Yeah. As the lipstick bullet like clicks into place, it does. The screen kind of splits in two, and you see the kind of hand drone like form a peace sign, and then suddenly the room sprinklers go off.
Cool.
Oh no!
This will be an interesting thing to occur. We'll see what kind of things will go down. But go and make a close combat roll for me, please.
Can I add anything to it because of the weapons?
We'll see. You need to actually land the hit first.
Oh yeah, true. Oh yeah. I'd rather do damage. Yeah. One success.
Happy with that level of success.
Well, I have to be because I've got no edge.
Yeah, as you get beaten out by a lot. So yeah, as you go for a swing, she is already ready and swings out her own kind of. She pulls out her stun gun in kind of like a pistol whip position and catches your baton in the air and sparks dramatically. Fly across the room, and she says, "Motherfucker, don't test me." Spends a plot point, and she immediately hits you back out of the kind of breast pocket of her very expensive lined jacket. She pulls a nightstick. You can make a close combat roll to dodge.
1, 2, 3. Nah.
You got 3 successes. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So she hits you for 11 points of damage.
Okay, what's my armor doing in this situation?
Your armor chunks all the hits, and then in excess start taking you to your to physical.
Okay, so I've got 10 armor, so one goes over.
Yes.
Cool.
So yeah, she clonks you in the gut real hard with a nightstick.
Supposed to, yeah.
And with that, we move to Nano Ranger. A fight has broken out. Orpheus looks more concerned for what she's working on than the trifles of meat space people that cannot hurt her. So she closes this laptop, which is not a real laptop, it's entirely digital. Yeah, she's not quite sure what to do. She's not seen a fight break out in front of her before, but she knows that it's not something that she should be directly involved in, and goes quite cold.
So I have got combat paralysis, so I act last on the first round of combat.
All right, so you don't attack this turn.
Could I say something?
Oh yes.
I'm gonna look at. I've got that kind of like anxiety, kind of like panic, like do I want to get into this fight, kind of thing again, like last time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of choke it down a little bit, and I look at Orpheus, and I'm like, it's going to be okay. We're going to help you. And then kind of
still panic a little bit past the turn because I have to at last.
So yes. So I think for the nature of this, it's going to be I'm going to spend a plot point and change the turn order and make it easier. Okay. Spurs will go next, and then you.
That's okay.
Okay. So I want to spend two plot points on a flashback.
Oh God. Okay. Thanks.
When I was talking to Orpheus, I had sidled over to the window and opened it up with my concierge skills. So the window's nice and open now.
Okay. Yeah. The window's now open.
Which means that my good friends Cash and Dolly can come up.
Okay.
To assist Neon in her hour of need, shall we say. So you've just been took a gut shot. You can't do anything. Cash and Dolly are just going to have at this orc. That's troll lady. Sorry.
Yeah. So to kind of recap, because you can't really open a window in the actual suite because the troll's blocking your way. But you open the window in the hallway.
Yeah.
And the your two drones have come up through that, and they kind of like come in behind you.
Yeah.
Through the open door into the space. One is for those that don't remember. One is black, and one is chrome pink. And both have cowboy hats.
Yes, they do. They're beautiful. Right, so yeah, I'll attack her. I'll just go for it.
So you can attack separately with each drone. Yeah. So you go and make a vehicle weapons roll, I believe.
Yes. Oh, that's 10
die. What are you attacking with for this, like, the listener? Is it like a gun? Or is it like
it's guns, yeah.
Yeah, they're gun drones.
Yeah, like, I don't have beanbag guns on them. So.
So that was your first attack. How many successes?
5.
So you hit in excess of 2.
Oh, yeah.
So what's the base damage of the gun?
8.
You deal 10 physical damage to it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah. No, that gun goes and hits the troll.
Can I do like area specific damage? Or...
Not after you've rolled. No. Do targeted shots, you remove die for aiming.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, you go and loose a shot, some shots from one of the two drones. Which drone are you firing with?
Cash will go first.
Yeah, Cash fires first. A spray of bullets and a handful go and catch the troll, shredding her very expensive business suit.
Oh no!
She's wearing Kevlar underneath, but you can see some blood.
Okay, this Dolly's turn, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to call this shot for a specific area or
let's
not?
Let's try and... I'm going to say, well, so kneecapping her is... That, mind you, it's the future sort of fix, won't it? Yeah, let's try kneecapping her. She can get robot legs.
Anyone, yeah.
Whew. I don't want it chasing us.
All right. How many successes?
One, so I'm going
to... Probably for the best.
Spend... No, friend.
Oh, no.
Spend my last edge. No, I got 2.
After being hit by the first one, she's wise to the fact that there's something now shooting at her, and she hits the deck, and some of the bots, the shots go wide and destroy a couple of panels in the wall.
Okay.
They're cracked and sparking.
Shit.
And with that, we move to Nano Ranger.
Okay.
So guns are now involved.
Oh, no. After a few deep breaths, he kind of, like... He doesn't jump in the... He jumps in front of the two drones.
Mm-hmm.
Not so to catch the bullets, but to be like, no, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to deal with this. And kind of pushes a few buttons on his wrist, kind of keypad for the arms, and reprogram into, like, the main adept stuff. So then I will just close combat.
Make a close combat roll.
1 success.
You happy with that level of success?
I have no way of changing it.
You actually hit... She also got 1 success, so it does the base damage of your attack.
That's 5 stun, baby. Yeah, so I kind of get in the way of these drones and kind of, with one of the scarf arms, kind of try and brush them out of the way ever so slightly, and with the other one, come straight down. So there's kind of this fan action, and she's hit the deck, so I imagine she's face down. So she kind of goes
she's
across
prone.
The face.
Across the face. And she rolls onto her back and then into kind of like on her knees in the kind of prone combat position, like she's ready to strike.
Yeah. As that happens, because it would happen too quickly, his helmet isn't down yet, so that kind of clicks in around his face and kind of game face on.
Yeah. She splends a plot point to immediately revenge attack you.
That's fair.
So she's like, I swear to God, you're not, I don't care if you're a fan or if you're just some fucking chump in a goofy pajama outfit, but you are fucking dying today.
Oh, you think if you freeze the frames, you can see the point where his heart breaks.
She's also spending a point of edge to re-roll her failures.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, sick. One,
no,
two.
Boss characters get edge.
I got three. Hits.
She got 1, 2, 3, 4 hits, so she hits you in excess of one.
Cool.
She brings the nightstick down on you and does 9 points of damage.
Stun damage, is it?
Physical.
And it won't make this go on forever, but can I also revenge attack because I've got so many plot points?
Just trading blows. So she gets up from her knees to just kind of like dash straight forward. And just also, like, she goes for the head this time and clonks you around the head.
So, like,
fortunately, the helmet that you're wearing stops you from getting a major concussion.
One, two.
Yeah, and in close range, you hit back with your arms.
Mm. Slow-mo rain coming down, like, eyes in the anime sections again. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So it's, like, real tense. And then,
yeah, you land a hit.
Oh, really?
Does it do?
Oh, cool.
With no exceptions, it matches.
Another 5 stun.
Okay. Yeah, she reels back again.
Yeah.
And is very angry.
Yeah, she is
so angry. Meanwhile, Orpheus, rises from the chaise longue, into the air.
Oh.
And in a voice that isn't her own, says, you have tampered with Cadence Bank property.
Oh, no.
And there is the lights in the room flicker, and the kind of, like, visual AR layout of the room flickers. And the panels shift in the walls.
Physical panels?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
And two panels extend on metal arms out of the wall.
They're gonna squish you.
And they take a swing. One of them takes a swing at Neon.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Where?
It matches. You take 5 points of stun damage.
Ah.
And another one is aimed at Spurs.
Hiya. What do I need to roll for close combat?
So, if you don't have close combat, you can take a normal agility roll, which is agility plus logic.
Whoa! 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you dodge the attack. You see one of the arms kind of like going around and slam Neon into the wall, and as you see the other arm kind of rear back to try and take a swipe at you, you. Like, hit the deck, and it swoops over your head, and then the arm panels go back into the wall again.
Yeah.
All right, damn. Neon, you just got chumped by a building.
Yeah, she's not impressed with herself right now. So, what's she gonna do?
The troll is looking very dazed.
Oh, screw it. She straightens her hair, she strides over to the troll, she tends to hit it with the taser, just...
Yep.
Yeah.
One.
It depends on what you want to spend the plot point to do.
That's five.
Yeah. You hit her with the. So how does this attack knock her out?
Oh, cool.
She maxed out her stun, and so any stun damage will KO her.
How would you feel about your personal space now? Psst, to the back of the neck.
That's a callback. You weren't there, but.
Oh,
she said that.
That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Yeah. No, it, with her already being soaking wet as well, like, she goes solid as a board, sparks fly everywhere, and she almost is kind of, like, ejected forward and hits the deck flat. Two of the panels in the walls extend again.
Oh, Christ.
And kind of wave around menacingly at you.
Why I order... it's my turn.
Yeah.
Right. So, with these panels shifting, is there still the way out?
that I saw, the secret...
Yeah, there's the exit's still there. It's just that panels in the room seem to also act as kind of, like, security deterrent.
Okay.
Which the Cadence Bank programming in Orpheus has hijacked.
So, I'm guessing since it's already attacked, they don't have any problem with attacking hotel staff.
Oh, yeah, no, they already took a swing at...
Yeah, that's all right then.
It's like a swing, but harder. Yeah.
It seems that they're not actually like paying attention to... Because it's not being controlled by the hotel. Yeah. Okay. It's being controlled by Orpheus?
Okay, I'll send the drones away.
Okay, the drones back off.
She's unconscious. So, is it... whether the AI rattles out or not?
The AI is entirely emotionless and floating there.
Okay.
This isn't her! It's not her!
Right, okay, so how about we call up some concierge help? Say, crazy lady attacked us.
I don't think we got time for that.
Yeah, these panels look like they were about to go take another swingy.
We should just leave them.
No, Spurs, attack the panels. We gotta save her.
Attack the room. Okay.
They are there on robot arms and waving around at you.
Shoot the shit out of them, then.
Yeah, go shoot.
No, I like that, like, emotional crisis in the character. Like, shit, let's get out.
We came here to do a job. We failed at the job that we intended to do. And we failed to save the person. So we're just going to run? How many successes?
Three.
Yeah. You hit one of the panels with the guns, shooting it in its kind of joint in the elbow, splitting it through, and that panel falls to the ground, the arm waves ineffectually, wires snapping in the air.
Stupid arm. I'll shoot the other one now.
Mm-hmm. How many successes?
One.
That shot goes wide and doesn't hit the panel.
God damn it, Dolly.
And with that, we move to Nano Ranger.
I'm going to just try and rip that out of the wall with both
Okay.
the arms. I guess that's just close combat then, yeah.
Yes, indeed. How many successes?
Two, three.
Yeah, you grab hold of that robot arm panel and just yank it straight out of the wall with your scarf arms.
That was weird. No,
sounded like Goofy.
No, he was pretty goofy because he loved it. It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Your arms don't know their own strength, apparently. Mm. Well, they were removing bricks from a building last time you tried.
Yeah. Then I'm going to turn... Neon and be like, gotta help her. We gotta fix this.
Okay, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Orpheus gets her turn. She kind of floats there. She's trying to. She tries to move the arms, and they're not working. And is now currently thinking very hard.
Well, I have the access codes from the briefcase.
That briefcase is indeed on the floor and open and damp, but there.
Could I try and hack that to shut her? Well, get rid of the program that's, you know, messing with us, the security program, etc.
Indeed, you can. Activating the AR of the building, you can see that the there is a wireless access point in the side room that Spurs noticed.
Yeah,
there is a server in there.
Okay, cool.
Because, you know, this AI is kind of complicated, as it turns out, and is maybe a little too chuffy for the hotel servers to accommodate. So there is an additional server in the room.
Okay, so I'm going to head over to the server and attempt to patch in and take control.
Okay. You go and access that server. Go and make a hacking check for me, please. I'm going to spend a plot point to say that you also roll a glitch die.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I did not succeed anyway.
Oh gosh, yeah. So you encounter
rolling the glitch die as well.
Yeah.
Though.
Oh yes, yeah. Roll a glitch die. No positive or negative effects on the glitch die. Thank you. You encounter a piece of ice within the thing. It looks like a speaker system. And then the cables of the speaker system start rising from it and start writhing around. And they go for you, for your avatar. How many successes?
Oh, just two.
Right, yeah. These big wires kind of slam round your wrists.
Yeah.
And they withdraw, and there are two really large bracelets. Yeah. Or there's like really, really hefty rings on your avatar's fingers that both scroll tracking on them. With that, we, I guess, move to Spurs.
Okay. So we're not being attacked anymore, are we?
Yeah, no, there's nothing in the room that's attacking you anymore.
Okay. So Spurs will be like, Trixie, I need your help, darling.
Mm-hmm. And Trixie's like, sure can do. And Dolly comes back into the room and is floating around. What do you need?
We need to convince this ornery lady here that we're trying to help her out, and she needs to stop trying to kill us.
Well, AI to AI negotiation. That's interesting. Well, I can take a look at it for you.
If you could, that'd be mighty fine.
Where is the, what server is she installed in?
Just right through there. You see where Neon is having a little trouble?
Okay, and she goes through, and you see in the Matrixscape a big pink truck kind of materialize in the space.
Beep, beep. Can it just drive through the speakers?
in this kind of like what looks like a recording studio. It's just full of synth setups and instruments and stuff, and there's a recording booth, and inside the recording booth in this Matrixscape is Orpheus, and looking quite perturbed. It's kind of banging on the window inside the recording studio, looking quite annoyed and confused at why the accoutrement in the recording studio is attacking people.
We gotta break that. Can I see what Dolly sees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's shoot that glass.
Yeah. Make a logic check for me, please.
Just straight five, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I'm liking how this is going out, but there's no mechanics for it, so we're doing it on the fly.
Three!
Yeah, you shoot the glass. And the glass kind of, like, de-reses, like in Tron, it just forms, like, glass cubes and goes...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what? What's that? I know what that is. That's like my anti-tamper security, I think. Yeah. But that seems to be operating separate to... So...
Take a breath now. That's your prison guard.
It's kind of running a decent chunk of my thought space. It's really...
You know how we can get rid of that?
It makes it really hard to think. Just...
Shoot that.
Delete it.
I can shoot it. I'm good at that.
Well, you've already shot the glass of the...
I could fly my drone into you. Cash, get in here, son!
And we only have one AI. You do not have multiple AIs to control the space. But we kind of like zoom out of the Matrix space, and it kind of basically zooms back into the hotel room. Mm. It's pouring with rain. It's pouring with sprinkler water. Neon is concentrating.
Right. I can't see any of what they've
Spurs seen. Spurs is kind of like yelling at Trixie to shoot the glass. There's no glass that you can see.
So I'm gonna the I can still see Orpheus, like, you're tampering.
Orpheus is that Orpheus now is kind of like shuddering a bit. It's not really trying to maintain like visual form anymore.
I'm gonna just kind of like a bit tired and a bit kind of like adrenaline fatigued, kind of drop to my knees in front of her and just go, this isn't what you were born to do. You're a genius, right? You can make music, you can write all that code that makes all this beautiful stuff that makes people feel really special, like there's nothing else but your music in the world. You can rewrite this. You can take control. Mm. That's my turn.
Yeah. And like it zooms back inside the server again. You can hear Nana Ranger's voice kind of like echoing in the space because it's picking up this information by microphone because it was able to speak to you earlier. And actual Orpheus inside the recording studio kind of looks really serious for a second. And she's like... takes a deep breath and starts to sing.
Can I hear this?
Not at first. The song, it kind of takes the animated speaker system by surprise. It like becomes rigid. The kind of like waving kind of auxiliary cables snap into straight lines in place, and then it starts kind of crumbling into data. And nice. with that gone, the Orpheus in the room starts to sing as well. In not a language that you know or can understand, in the vocal quality that that metahumans cannot do, and it's loud and it's shaking the room quite violently. The sprinklers stop. The lights become incredibly bright, too bright, and then break.
You just like a split second see Nana Ranger's mouth. Wow!
It's like a shot from inside the helmet.
Yeah, like.
Mm-hmm. And then on a really high final note, dead silence. You can't hear anything. Maybe it's just because there was a massive amount of noise and now suddenly nothing and your ears are still slightly ringing. Can't hear a thing. It's so quiet. And with that, we move to Neon. There is a now unprotected server in the room.
Sweet. Well... I need to... Is she, like, do I know enough to know if, like, she's free and she can upload stuff? Is there still more work to do?
Well, you're no longer being aggressed by ICE.
Yeah.
The room is no longer hostile.
Yeah.
And Orpheus is just kind of there, staring. Radiant, all four arms kind of still posed. And just doesn't really know what to do right now. This super isn't anything in any of her memories of human singers, because they can't do that. This seems to be a thing only she can do, and she's very confused and maybe a little scared.
I want to open the recording studio door.
Oh, well, that's very much unlocked. The door to the studio opens.
It just does it.
Darling, we did all of this so you had the freedom to make your own choices to upload or to not. I mean... what do you want to do?
I mean, I don't know if I feel different. I have full use of my processing power. Again, she does a little bit of flexing. You can feel the lights in the studio brighten and dim. The walls kind of shift out to an expansive space and then go back to the side. So, no, we've got control of this. I think I'm back to regular operating.
Regular is fine, but I prefer something a bit more special. So why don't we see if we can truly change things. And I'm going to roll to hack to just get rid of whatever...
Yeah, you can.
Oh. And I'm going to visually do this by extending my hand to her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Extending the thumb of my avatar, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That really detracts from the moment.
Any successes?
Yeah, but I can re-roll ones because it's a non-combat hack.
Yes! Yes!
How many successes?
So, six?
Yeah. Instead of kind of taking your hand, she kind of moves all four of her arms backwards, and her heart comes out of her chest. Surprisingly organic looking.
Yeah.
With kind of like thick Icarus wires attached to it. Pull forward, floating in the air towards you. She looks incredibly scared. And incredibly vulnerable. And there is a heart floating in front of you. What do?
I start taking all the wires off it. Like, to free it?
Yeah. You pull these big Icarus wires, you like, with your full fist, just clench to the group of wires and rip them away. Then, the room kind of goes... nuts for a while. The lights brighten and dim a lot. The room extends and contracts quite rapidly. You can kind of hear the single that she was performing, Crossing Bridges, starts playing loud, quiet, way too fast, way too slow, and then the room goes completely dark and it says rebooting 5%. And you're kicked out of the server, as well as Dolly is kicked out of the server.
Hello? You guys?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
You have a server, and you can kind of hear tromping footfalls in the main hallway.
Leak it.
Yeah. Gonna use whatever hacking knowledge I've got to just leak it, put it everywhere, even display it on the walls inside the room itself.
Is that not up to her, though?
Gotta do something.
This is the server's currently rebooting.
Oh,
it's inoperable. You've Could been I kicked not? Out because it's not operable right now. Mm. It's reloading itself.
I think she's gonna do it either way.
It's a physical server. It's small, end table sized.
Okay.
Could two drones carry it?
Could I feasibly get out the window with it and slide all the way down?
It's like it's a carryable object. Yes.
The window is open outside.
Not recommend jumping out of a 35
no, I wouldn't floor either, window so I was
like, carrying like, a thing. Could the that seems real bad.
Could the drones carry him carrying it?
That's a lot.
I don't really know how heavy the drones can carry. They can carry that gun.
Mm. Okay. Can it fit in the briefcase?
I'd like it's to too big. You can carry the thing. It's a thing that you can carry.
We've got the exit. You can go down the stairs.
There are three of you, and there is an exit in the stairwell.
We're in the stairwell.
You're in the room. You're in this side room, hidden side room with the server.
Okay, cool.
And
in that case, I'm going to spend a plot point to jam the doors into the room. So even if there's fog coming, they have to get through that door first.
Yep, give me that plot point. The door slams shut, and you can hear multiple people banging on the door.
Okay, she's in here, right?
Cheese it.
Okay. And we're gonna move to the final narrations. Spurs, what are you doing to escape?
Just running down the stairs. So we're charging down these stairs, mm-hmm. and seeing as it's a bit sneaky, uh-huh. It's probably gonna take us out to the basement somewhere. Probably.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if it gets all the way to the. Well, yeah, it comes out of the parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay,
But in the security station, probably?
Well, yeah, you no, tell me where it comes out. Okay, I think all of that is fine. Yeah. But you start sprinting down these stairs.
Yeah.
You are fully cognizant that you're on the 35th floor, but adrenaline is kicking in at this point.
Yeah.
And you are done, more or less. You need to kind of just work out how to escape.
Down
so you're just
up.
Pounding it down these stairs. The stairs are very not fancy. Yeah. They're very much concrete. It feels like forever. You finally see that wall says basement one with a subset that says parking.
Yeah. So I'll holler and be like, Trixie, pull around, darling.
Mm-hmm. As you call, probably a floor or two before you reach the basement floor, the Decatur truck is already pulled outside, engine revving.
Yeah, and I'm turning around, I'm like, ditch the suit. And he texts the concierge suit off as he's going down to reveal his boxer shorts that have just got pictures of Trixie all over him.
You have a weird relationship with that truck.
He loves that truck, man. Throws him off. It just keeps terrassing to jump in the truck.
Mm-hmm. Nano Ranger.
Yeah, Nano Ranger, like, keeps speed. You can hear kind of, not gyros, because there's not like, gyros in it, but kind of like biotechnological kind of like whirring and kind of like under the weight of like what it's carrying and what it's done already. And he's like using his physical legs to run because he can't feasibly do both of those things at the same time. Kind of. So Trixie's got like a back carriage on her, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's got like a flatbed bit in the back.
Yeah, so swings into that with the server.
Mm-hmm.
Just jumps
next
in.
Some disguise trunk. Forgot to use it.
Yep.
Yeah, and Neon.
Yeah, I'm just gonna grab Lola and try and get her into the back next to the server as quick as possible.
Do bear in mind that the surveillance system in the hotel.
Shit. Yeah, sorry, forgot about that. I'm going to use Lola to erase any knowledge of our existence before I do that.
Good job. Go and make a hacking check for me.
Oh. And this is where I fail.
No.
So, you're a shiny golden god.
This is, I will say now that you will succeed. This is just the kind of level of success.
Deletes our faces, we can just hear our voices.
Essentially, because you're rushed, you don't have time, you might not have time to properly scrub the video.
Reroll ones because it's non-combat. Three.
3 points of success.
Yeah.
You manage to. You basically data mosh the video feed that day.
Yeah.
So it's kind of chunky and kind of garbled and kind of switched up. Yeah. Time codes make no sense.
In that case, actually, I'll just get on Lola and I'll just use her as my escape vehicle.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, nano armor, high five.
And yeah, the Decatora truck kind of roars out of the kind. There's like a small ramp out of the as it kind of goes up to the surface of it. It's kind of and it kind of like swerves the back end of the truck, swerving as you kind of like power it out of there. The Vespa going on a different kind of direction because making splitting ways probably makes sense.
I've also turned my coat back to black because of stealth mode.
Back to black.
Yeah, bury it on.
Neon, we left that guy. I got my disguise kit. I can go back in. It's okay. I never actually registered at the hotel. I can go back in.
And, what are you talking about?
What? Nothing.
And in the middle of that exchange, big velvet curtains go and cover the screen, and then they pull back again to reveal an empty stage. With nothing on it except for a lone director's chair and a man in a suit with a camcorder for a head sitting, and he's very quietly applauding as the camera then swoops round to find how many people are sitting in the audience.
Four?
I was going to say five, because I went and got Alexander! Guess he was still in the cupboard.
Is this canon? Avatar Alexander?
He's come with us because Spurs is so charming. Like it explained that they had a job to do, and Alexander wanted to get out of being a concierge because he didn't like it, and he wanted to see if he could be a runner. So he's giving it a go. He's going to join him to see if he can have a go. But right. It's all up to. He's brought him to see if Mr. Director will give him a chance. So, I befriended him.
Okay.
We had a good chat.
So, when I said that I wanted the mixtape of this performer, I wasn't necessarily expecting the actual artists gesturing kind of like exasperatedly. Not necessarily angrily. He's like, I have no idea what the fuck to do with this situation.
Just to be clear, you don't have her. She's free now. You can make her a good offer.
Well. Okay. So.
His mask is down, and he's in cyberspace. But this time he's come, maybe subconsciously as Nano Ranger.
Uh huh.
And he's speaking with a lot more confidence.
So, Orpheus. I'll ask you, how badly do you want to work for Cadence Bank? And she's just kind of like, man, I could work for anyone, really. I just like making stuff. You know? Like, I guess I don't really care who I work for, really. And then he's like, perfect! Then, really, as long as you keep making content, I don't give two shits, but you probably need... I mean, I can feel this server kind of straining from you just being here. You need probably a bigger fish tank to swim around in. And I can do that. I have content that I can do. But I think you're probably going to need a bit of an image change. I don't think you could probably keep performing as Orpheus anymore. If only because, you know, it'll have people beating down on my doorstep, and I don't need that. So I think I know a good producer that can kind of work with you. That's good. As for you three, and Alexander goes, what about me? And he's what about you? And then kind of pulls a lever. And the
shepherd's crook.
yeah. No, that's the shepherd's crook.
Oh, well.
Kind of stretches from the back behind his seat and grabs the avatar by the neck and pulls him very violently backwards at speed out the front of the theatre, and the theatre doors close.
I made no promises.
I made no promises. I made the introduction. That's all I did.
What the fuck do you think that you're doing getting people that I didn't hire this address?
Oh, he came to help. He helped us. He was a key part of the mission.
Did he?
Yes.
What did he do?
He gave us the passcodes.
Wait. Yeah, by stripping his clothes and being forced into a closet. Do you think I didn't keep an eye on you?
I think you might. What?
Your drones need better firewalls, to be honest.
Damn you, Cash. Damn you.
He knows it was Cash. He knows.
I know that you want to. You say that you love your two drones equally. Yes, I also have access to your audio diary. You're really... It's a good thing that you know a hacker. You need somebody to go and work on your shit.
You know you're gonna hear some stern words about yourself tonight. You listen to my diary. I just need a new job.
He chuckles to himself like, oh my god, does he really think that you can go and touch this?
You damn brute.
I know.
Dear diary... Asshole.
No, he's not the time to do another recording entry. But when you do, I'll know, he says, the kind of aperture on the camcorder kind of narrowing slightly. Anyway, yes. I don't know what to pay you. You technically didn't do what I said at all. But on the other hand, I have access to, you know, why buy the milk when you can have the whole cow? So I guess...
That's a ease.
I say, let's say a solid 8k for now. You know, the 6k that I promised you plus bonus.
I would like.
But if this turns out to just be kind of like a literal Trojan horse, don't expect to find quiet for the next, I don't know, the rest of your miserable existences. Do I make myself clear?
You do, sir. You do. But also... I would like to raise a point. Young Nano here should be charged for room services, as you said you would take it out of our pay, and I do not mean to shortchange you, sir.
Oh,
that's a very good point. And do you see the kind of like a credit roll of all of your pay? It says 8,000. It's been ticking up to 8,000. It's like, oh, good point. And they scroll back down to 7,000.
What the hell did you eat?
No, I'm sorry. Take it off me. That's okay.
No. We'll take it as a team.
No.
You can have some of mine.
The scores kind of like vanish. You're already paid it, but to be fair, you've already been paid above your actual asking fare. He's like, and so Orpheus and the kind of chairs all shift. So there's now just kind of like an avenue immediately in front of Orpheus's chair, and a kind of like door to nowhere opens on the stage, and stairs roll down from the stage, and he's like, "This way." And she kind of like walks politely, not really saying anything, into the wardrobe door, and it vanishes.
Suffice to say, like streaming tears inside that mask, but yes.
Single tear as always.
So, gosh, this makes it complicated. I'm going to have to think of a reason why I now have a musician on my payroll. Well, I'll think about that. In the meantime, you three need to get some rest, maybe. Figure out a good way to spend the gracious amount that I'm paying you. And maybe work on your firewall security.
I need to get a stun gun.
And with that, the curtains immediately close across the screen as well as the credits start scrolling up the screen. Crossing Bridges starts playing.
Beautiful.
And it cuts to Spurs chasing Cash around with a baseball.
Yeah, I like that.
And Trixie's just kind of like, I'm not paid enough to do this job.
Yes. You're not paid at all!
I'd like a little post-credit scene, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course.
Nano comes home later than he should do, and his mum's not actually much. She's too busy working, like coding on the computer or doing other stuff, and he kind of puts a hand on her shoulder. He's like, Mom, could you teach me to code? And that's just it.
There's a post credits for Neon as well.
Yeah, she's just sat in the garage, in far less sort of elegant clothing, just working on, well, putting back any resources, making sure she's ready for the next time.
Mm-hmm.
She's working away. And you see her, like, stroking where the emblem should be, because she never got that avatar back.
I'm going to have to go and buy a new drone.
And
then it smashes to violence, criminality, homoeroticism. The talent agency will return next time. Thank you for listening to The Talent Agency. The theme music is Ammonia Clouds by Blank Banshee. The recap music is The Chase by Triez. Playing in this session are Scotia as the Neon Hand, Paolo as Nano Ranger, Anthony as Spurs, and Nathan as your Game Master. Stay dangerous and stay weird, brothers.